Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I get the opportunity this week to share a few thoughts with you. You know, going into the spring sounds wonderful. However, we're still in the challenging times when ice storms and snow can still hit us. And I just want to say a very heartfelt thanks to our public works team here in the county, along with the municipalities, and really a thanks to our community for staying off the roads when they're either snow-covered or icy. And let's hope we don't have much more and we get into a very healthy springtime. The other thing I want to say up front is folks are getting information from lots of different ways. They get it from social media. They get it from newspaper. They get it from podcasts. They get it from listening to our open sessions. As always, feel free to reach out to me, either email at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov or call me or text at 443-569-9861. It has to do with anything that you're feeling in the community, whether it be decisions being made at CCPS, at the schools, because they have a really, really tough job to do right now. A lot of it being mandated from the state via the blueprint that many of you heard about. And those that are in the school system, I'm sure, are tracking this and the challenges that the schools have in reconfiguring the schools and changing the workforce and curriculums to meet the needs and demands that are mandated from the state. Besides reaching out to me and my colleagues, reach out to the Board of Education, reach out to the delegation, because a lot of this, most of this, with the blueprint, is mandated from the state. So the more your voices are heard, the more ammunition can be provided. Another activity that's happening right now is our 2035, although that sounds a long ways away, 2035 master plan planning. We are directed by the state to develop a master plan every 10 years to talk about the vision of Carroll County and, you know, describe the things that are going well in accordance with the vision. And if they're not going well, what things need to be modified, where our priorities lie within Carroll County, and, you know, ensure that we are resourced with our folks in the workforce and that are able to do the things that we want to do. And we is very collective, meaning all of us, you and I, as Carroll Countyans. I've often said nobody knows Carroll County better than Carroll Countyans. And so the master plan is a tool to get us where we want to go in the future. The other thing I want to share with you is there's been a lot of discussion about what's going on in the nonprofit Access Carroll. I think I've shared before that they've just recently gone through their 20th anniversary. I'm very proud of the work that Tammy Black and her team have done in Access Carroll as an integrated healthcare system that is, you know, funded from different ways, a little bit from us, the government, some from the LifeBridge system, healthcare system, along with philanthropists and donations throughout the community. So I'm really impressed with the dedication, selfless service, and commitment that our community has to focus on Access Carroll. In the news recently, there's been a lot of conversation about the respite program that is of interest to be putting into the distillery building in downtown Westminster at Access Carroll. LifeBridge and Access Carroll are referring to that as the Carroll Respite Program. And from LifeBridge and Access Carroll, I want to share with you a few comments that they're making. That the Carroll Respite Program is dealing with homeless, addiction, and untreated medical conditions that are growing concerns throughout Carroll County. The Carroll Respite Program offers a structured, secure solution to help medically vulnerable individuals recover and get back on their feet. And that the Carroll Respite is an initiative by Access Carroll in partnership with LifeBridge Health. A $5 million grant that is going through Sinai Hospital in Baltimore City will fund this initiative, which will serve both Sinai patients that are coming from Baltimore City, Baltimore County, surrounding areas, and Carroll County residents. Without this partnership, these vital programs would not be available to local residents. The program aims to reduce strains on our law enforcement, our hospitals, and emergency services, helping to keep our community safer. Now, there's a couple things I want to share with you about what the respite program is and what it's not. The thought that the respite program are Sinai patients, Sinai hospital patients that will be left in Carroll County. The fact is that these patients from Sinai will return to their home communities when they are medically ready. They're assigned case managers throughout the process. The current pilot program has helped 5 patients already return home, with 4 more that are working, you know, with the case managers on their discharge plans to get them back home. There's also thoughts that the people will be able to walk away from the program because it's voluntary to get into the respite program and onto the streets of downtown Westminster. The fact is that all the patients have intensive care management with dedicated resources to ensure they have a plan to return to their home community and other support services. In addition, the facility will have 24/7 security to prevent unauthorized departures and ensure safety. No one will be dumped into the community. And this is important to me as well, because Axis Carroll is seeing so many folks right now coming in and out of that building for the care. With the respite program, we're talking initially 10 beds and then up to 18. Another issue that comes up is that the program does not benefit Carroll County. The fact is that Carroll County residents will have access to medical and sober respite, helping local people in need. In fact, the sober respite, the second part of this project, is solely to support Carroll County residents. So why Carroll County? Because Access Carroll in Carroll County is a model. It's a model of success in so many things we do. You know, the initiative is looking at, okay, who's going to do it right? And, you know, Access Carroll and Carroll County always does it well. It's a community that cares. Carroll County has always helped those in need rather than pushing them away. And the $5 million investment, it's a grant, again, from Sinai Hospital that'll fund the services that also benefit Carroll County residents. Nearly $4 million of that will cover the construction of the facility, and then the remainder of the funds will cover the operation costs and services. And without this partnership, these vital programs with respite care and the sobriety respite would not be possible for our local residents. I just wanted to share a few thoughts. Obviously, I am an advocate of this. I'm an advocate of Access Carroll and the leadership. My experiences have seen challenging times, and finding those problem sets and coming up with solutions to caring for our community is sometimes difficult, but in the long run means so much. And the more we do in helping our community, I feel the better we are. Then people say, would I want this in my backyard? And the answer is yes, I would. I believe that if available and the funds were available, having a respite care to 10 to 20 folks in each municipality, in each community, would be a great thing. You know, it would take care of a challenging times that we have, especially coming, you know, with dealing with the post-COVID epidemic. I mean, we are still seeing the secondary, tertiary effects of coming out of this, you know, epidemic time. You just can't look at it like it's over, let's move on. And we have to recognize the effects that it's still having. So I am an advocate of the program. I do believe that it will have benefits for Carroll County, for Westminster, for our entire community. Those interested in this, and I know there's a lot of information that's being shared, some of it very clear, concise, factual information, a lot of opinions that are being thrown out there on social media, again, in the newspaper and elsewhere. All I'm asking is, let's get the facts and see how we can benefit our community with the resources we have. And the resources to me are you, Carroll Countyans, because again, having that empathetic, approach and understanding challenging times gets people back on their feet and part of our society and our community. And that's really what this is all about. So those are my thoughts. I'm open to talking about them anytime. I'm a true believer in doing this. Again, feel free to reach out, 443-569-9861, or email me, again, at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov, and I will be as responsive as I can. As always, life is good, and that's all. Have a good one. Thanks.